Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Eagles could have quarterback Jalen Hurts back just in time for their wild card matchup Sunday against the Packers. Hurts was back on the practice field Wednesday for the first time as a limited participant after suffering a concussion in Week 16. Meantime, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, who suffered an elbow injury in Week 18, also returned to practice Wednesday as a limited participant. Love saying after practice he has no more numbness in his hand, but does have some soreness in his throwing elbow and is hopeful to play against the Eagles on Sunday. Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers, who's dealing with a knee injury, is a long shot to play in Saturday's wild card matchup against the Steelers, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. And Bill Belichick's career may not be over in the NFL just yet. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero is reporting multiple teams have inquired about whether Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including Tom Brady and the Raiders. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning, as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts 20% off. Women's jackets and vests 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and a D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council meets to discuss litigation a second time. Slocog requesting support for half-cent sales tax by Atascadero City Council. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 27 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Continuing from its meeting on Tuesday night, the Paso Robles City Council met during closed session for a special meeting discussing anticipated litigation. The case, as announced by City Council, was a threat by the San Luis Obispo Tribune regarding a request for public records. The city says some of these records requested by the Tribune may be on the personal device of Councilmember Bausch. After about 1 hour of closed session, City Council authorized City Attorney Elizabeth Hull to make the following statement.
At this time, the city will be withholding certain records related to City Manager Lewis's claim against the city and the related personnel investigation that are attorney-client privileged, attorney work product privileged, or that the city believes are exempt pursuant to the Public Records Act. As to any public records that may be on Councilmember Bausch's personal devices, Councilmember Bausch has agreed to review his personal devices and will commence providing responsive documents to the City Attorney's Office within 2 weeks of today.
The City Council did not discuss the second item on the agenda, initiation of litigation. The next regular meeting for the Pastorable City Council is January 15th. Slocog requesting support for its 0.5% sales tax at a Atascadero City Council meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of 2025 is set for Tuesday, January 14th. On this meeting's agenda is the city's 2025 federal and state legislative platforms. These serve as the city's official policy document for taking positions on legislation at the federal and state level. Currently, the agenda says there are no substantive changes from 2024 to 2025 for the city. One request for a change has been made by Slocog. The agenda says while Slocog did not pursue its 0.5% sales tax on the 2024 ballot, they are considering it for 2026. However, because state law prevents local sales taxes from exceeding 2%, Slocog is asking county agencies to ask for an exemption in San Luis Obispo County. This would allow Slocog to pursue its 0.5% sales tax measure without the concern of reaching its 2% cap. Slocog is seeking this support from all cities in the county, and the Atascadero City Council will deliberate this support on it. You can attend next week's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The San Luis Obispo Police Department recently received multiple reports of suspects setting off illegal fireworks near Duval Park on Madonna Road. The department increased its enforcement in the area recently in response to these reports. A release by the department says that on Saturday, January 4th, officers saw a group of youths entering the park with a large mortar-type firework. When officers attempted to detain the suspects, the group fled on foot in multiple directions. Two juveniles were caught, ages 16 and 17, and found to be in possession of a mortar-type firework and lighter. Both were booked into the San Luis Obispo County Juvenile Services Center for resisting arrest and possession of fireworks. Local fire agencies in San Luis Obispo County are sending some personnel and engines to Southern California to assist with the ongoing wildfires in the Los Angeles area. These include some engines in the Morro Bay and Santa Margarita area, while still maintaining a strong force here in the county. The fires in the Los Angeles area have collectively burned more than 20,000 acres. Residents are encouraged to practice fire safety while some CAL FIRE slow crews are out of the area. But fire officials say that there are few local concerns as of right now. January 9th, 2025 has been declared a National Day of Mourning by President Joseph Biden to honor and remember former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president passed away on December 29th at the age of 100. United States Postal Service announced that out of respect for the former president and to honor his contributions, they will not be performing any mail deliveries, retail services, and administrative activities on this day. Limited package delivery service will be done today to ensure the organization does not experience any negative impacts to its operations, and Priority Mail Express will still be delivered. Normal schedules resume Friday, January 10th. In sports for the NFL, The wild card round starts this Saturday. The Chargers will face the Texans, and the Steelers will go against the Ravens. KPRL will have the Chargers and Texans game at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday the 12th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Bills at 9:30 a.m., the Packers against the Eagles at 1:30 p.m., and the Commanders versus the Buccaneers at 5 p.m. In the NBA, the Nuggets defeated the Clippers 126-103. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pistons, and the Lakers will go against the Hornets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Red flag warnings remain in effect in L.A. County as Southern California continues to battle five powerful wildfires at once. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley offering a bit of optimism.
The winds have subsided a bit, enough to allow our fixed wing and rotor wing aircraft to provide critical air support to this fire.
The Eaton fire near Altadena in Pasadena claiming five lives. President-elect Donald Trump alleging that Governor Gavin Newsom's negligence in securing safe water supplies involves a type of fish.
Because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish, which is in other areas, by the way, called the smelt. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. It was a terrible thing.
Newsom calling out Trump for playing politics. The smelt actually protected by the Federal Endangered Species Act. Crowdsourcing website GoFundMe launching an initiative to help wildfire victims. Anyone can donate to verified fundraisers via the California Wildfire Relief Hub. Jeff Scott, California News.
I joined the military for my kid and his mom. I miss my son a lot. One of the things with the military is tobacco. But I saw a lot of people try to deal with mental issues. Everyone's vaping constantly. After my first hit of a vape, I was hooked like that. Once I got back home from my deployment, I caught my son trying to hit my vape. That was it. I had to quit.
Californians are beating big tobacco. You can too. For free support, text KICK NICOTINE to 66819 today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Photographers who submitted their images to the 43rd Annual California Farm Bureau Photo Contest captured inspiring moments last year on California farms, such as the birth of a calf, the beauty of almond bloom, and the dedication of an overnight harvest crew. Rachel Ramey of Kern County took first place of her photo of a newborn calf at Adam Cow's Dairy in Layton. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 30. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs right around 70. West-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny skies Monday and Tuesday, some clouds on Wednesday, then sunny on Thursday next week. Upper 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, low 60s Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 28 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Google is kicking in $1 million donation to President-elect Trump's inauguration fund. Those who travel a lot might be interested in knowing the world's most powerful passport, according to the Henley Index, is a Singaporean one. Holders getting visa-free access to 195 of the 227 global destinations included on the list. It's pulled away from Japan, which it leaves in second place. The two countries shared the number one spot in 2024, along with EU members France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. They all dropped two places to share third position. The U.S. passport has fallen to ninth position from seventh, with 186 destinations welcoming Americans with no prior need for a visa. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts in Paso Robles, of course, down there on Spring Street. They've got all kinds of things for you, premium cigars and pipe tobacco, and they carry lighters, flasks, and beautiful Waterford Crystal. It's all there for you. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning? Commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning. 805-239-9355. 805-239-9355.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Six Hour, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, there were big men. Some became big because of their reputation. Others were big because of their physical size. Today's story is about a man who was big on both counts. William Alexander Anderson Wallace not only had a big name, at 6 foot 2 inches tall and 240 pounds, he was a really big man for the 1800s. For most of us, our reach equals our height. For William Wallace, he had a reach of 6 foot six on his 6 foot two frame. William Wallace had really big arms. During the Mexican War, Wallace was captured by the Mexicans. They couldn't find a pair of shoes large enough to fit him. His shoe size was 12, a really big foot. So he got the nickname Bigfoot. All the prisoners were to be shot, but the officer in charge didn't want to do this, so he placed 144 white beans and 16 black beans in a gourd and had each prisoner draw one. Drawing a white bean meant you lived. A black bean, you were shot. Bigfoot placed his hand in the gourd and, taking a really big amount of time, came up with a white bean. Bigfoot Wallace was released 2 years later. He immediately joined the Texas Rangers and fought Indians and Mexicans in a really big way. In 1848, Bigfoot acquired a contract to carry mail between San Antonio and El Paso. He would travel the 1,200-mile round trip in about 30 days, a really big distance for that amount of time. On January 7, 1889, at the age of 82, Bigfoot Wallace died. A really big amount of time for the 1800s. Bigfoot Wallace lived the last few years of his life near a town named after him, Bigfoot. Incidentally, Bigfoot was a really small town.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Shumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including three Toyota Land Cruisers and $100,000 cash. Drawings January 5th, 12th, 20th, and 26th. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts proudly feature the largest selection of premium handmade cigars from the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Boyd's has the largest selection of the finest pipe tobacco and custom-made briar pipes imported from Italy. Boyd's is located at 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles and is open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Continuing from its meeting on Tuesday night, the Paso Robles City Council met during closed session discussing anticipated litigation from the San Luis Obispo Tribune. City Attorney Elizabeth Hull was authorized to release a statement from council saying they will continue to comply with the Public Records Act while still complying with some records, while still withholding some records regarding City Manager Ty Lewis's case. The San Luis Obispo Police Department recently received multiple reports of suspects setting off illegal fireworks in one of the city's parks. The department increased enforcement of law activity in the area, and officers eventually saw a group of youths entering the park with a large mortar-type firework. Officers caught two juveniles from the group after they attempted to flee, and they were found to be in possession of fireworks. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The music playing at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. for the President Biden delivers the eulogy, Carter's grandchildren serving as the pallbearers for President Carter. And New York's highest court declines to block Donald Trump's upcoming sentencing in his hush money case, leaving it to the U.S. Supreme Court as President-elect's last option to stop the hearing from taking place tomorrow in front of Judge Juan Merchan. Five wildfires burning out of control in Southern California.
I'm begging anyone to help put out this fire.
And then in Altadena, more than 130,000 residents have evacuated. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass will deliver an update shortly. Icy weather in parts of Texas, snow, sleet, freezing rain. More than 630 cancellations at the two major airports in Dallas. That system is slowly moving eastward. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer for free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This is Elisa Williams with RE/MAX Success on Main Street in Templeton, and we are proud to be a part of the national RE/MAX network that outperformed 2-1 over the competition according to the 2023 RealTrends survey. RE/MAX Success has over 50 agents in Slo County, and we still have multiple offers for listings. The market is robust in our area, and it's a good time to sell in Slo County. We have offices in North and South County. RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, Jean, this is Ann. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 30s, and sunshine on your Friday with highs expected to be right at 70. And then for your Saturday, upper 60s, mid-60s Sunday, low to mid-60s Monday. Tuesday the same, upper 60s Wednesday, and mid-60s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:08 p.m., we're slowly warming up. It's 30 degrees. Weather was brought to you by good folks at Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, this afternoon, well, attorney Mike Nolan will be back to discuss Trump's New York criminal case sentencing, and then also Trump's plans for Greenland and the Panama Canal and some other things. So get ready for that. 12:30 till 2 with Karen and the guest on Sound Off. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. Get it done 24/7, same-day service, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Ready to go.
KPRL.
Morning Exchange.
All righty, folks. You know how it's supposed to work. You can change the subject at any time you like, even the course of the same conversation. So as we see the blame coming out for what's going on in the Los Angeles wildfires, authorities are battling on top of the catastrophe that's going on. We have looters on top of the blazes going on. Now, the district attorney, Nathan Hochman, has warned residents of looters and vowed to punish them Wednesday amid reports of looting in the county as firefighters struggle. Just like, you know, we need more of these creeps when people are going through Lord knows what, and also the firefighters. Years ago, and I forget the name of the governor in Florida, when there was some, and it wasn't within the last 10 years, it was before that. Because, not because of anything, is that I heard it because my parents lived in St. Petersburg. And there was I forget which of the hurricanes it was, but it wasn't in the Tampa St. Pete area. But anyway, so there was a lot of devastation. And again, I don't remember the name of the governor, but he went on and it was a broadcast, looters, that they could be shot on sight. They could be shot on sight. We're going into stores that were ravaged in people's homes and stuff, and that were ravaged by the hurricane. But again, we're going back quite a few years where maybe in some states it'd still be okay. But these people need to be strung up. Vowed to punish them Wednesday amid reports of looting in the county's firefighters struggle to. This is just, I don't even know what you call people like that. But don't know what they'll do to them. Maybe because they have a different district attorney, it'll change things. So, and then we're seeing some people kind of turn on, in a sense, one another. Some people in Hollywood, they are on their social media saying, we pay the highest taxes in California, our fire hydrants went empty, our vegetation was overgrown, brush not cleared, our reservoirs were emptied by our governor because tribal leaders want to save fish. Our fire department budget was cut by our mayor, but thank God drug addicts are getting their drug kits. Your far left policies have ruined our state and also our party. So that's within their own party. They're complaining about it. Well, again, I guess it goes back to why couldn't you see some of these things happening? Why couldn't you see some of these things happening? As for those of you who weren't with me with us early this morning, is if you go back to 1999, reports came out that California was headed for some problems. And we know before that, but this is the one that I came across because it tied in with Dianne Feinstein's plea, to her credit, back in 2002, that the environmentalists were causing damage to this and potential damage to this state because of the lawsuits and so forth and not allowing some bills to go through to clean out the forest. Now, this is been an ongoing problem in many areas of California. So what is the solution, according to some? Well, restrictions on where and how to build. Where and how to build. This has been going on for a little bit of time, but there are some legislations. Lawmakers already extended some state restrictions to local lands, and some have talked about possible rebates or other subsidies for residents who cannot afford to move from their homes where the politicians may not want you. And obviously this is an explosive, potential explosive conversation to have about that, because then you have more people, you know, the stacking of people. So the aftermath of this is going to be somewhat interesting to see, because even before, well, one of the fires, not even 0% contained, the fallout and the conversations are going to be pretty amazing to see. Pretty amazing to see. As well as in the insurance, insurance as well, in the particular areas and maybe even the state. So this is horrific. But, you know, we've had a couple of people who are experienced firemen for many years in their careers calling in today, giving us some of their insight. And also, are you prepared? Is the city prepared? Wouldn't it now? I know this just, you know, in the last few days here, but maybe as city leaders, it would be nice to know some of the questions that are being asked in Los Angeles. Are we ready? Are we ready? We can only do so much for Mother Nature. We understand that. But as was pointed out, how often do we have the hydrants checked here in any of the cities that we live in or the county? You know, just some simple things. And what does our supply look like? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, you two, on this nice, chilly winter morning.
Yeah, it is.
Hey. it's going to be interesting what goes on down in Southern California when the Coastal Commission comes in and the CDF comes in and says, oh, no, you can't build here. You can't do this. I had friends that were burned out in the Thomas Fire down in Ojai there. I think it took them 3 years to get a building permit to replace their burned-out structure. And when they went to talk with the county, one of the first things they wanted to know was, where was your kitchen in your house? I was, what? Where was your kitchen sink? It's in a pile of dust, you know? So the environmentalists are going to get involved in this. Coastal Commission is going to get involved in it. CDF is going to get involved and say, well, you can't build on that up there because there's no access turnarounds and stuff like that. That happened here way back in the 41 fire, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So what are these liberals going to do down there?
Well, one of the things that you know is going to happen, the cost to rebuild is, you know, we know it's not cheap, but it's going to be added on because there's going to become more mandatory things that people are going to have on their homes. Now, I guess you could argue in a couple of ways, but if government doesn't do what their job is first, then what does it matter?
True. And hey, just think what the tax basis is going to take a hit on. To think how many billions of dollars they can't tax right now.
Well, you know, we've heard some stories about that not mattering. But, Mike, the other thing is, what insurance companies are going to insure these people build back up?
Absolutely. I had my insurance not non-renewed here a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever. I'm just one of millions probably in the state, and like a lot of people. And down there, no, you've had a claim, and you've got this, and you got that, and we're out of here. And now, I just see such a, hopefully, as you read that article earlier, someone's complaining, you know, already blaming Newsom. It's the truth. It's mismanagement. And when they can't rebuild, or it takes them forever to try to rebuild, maybe there'll be a turnaround in some of those people, the Hollywood types. Who knows?
Well,
we can hope. You know,
but the unfortunate thing about that and is that a lot of times it's short lived.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Or they buy into the next politician that comes in who's going to make all the promises and so forth, but is still going to be beholden to the radicals or, you know, the people that get them in office and to make their, you know, decisions that they want, but not what the people want. They'll be, you know, just basically BSing the people to try and get elected.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But all those people that were in, what's Coast Commission, 3 miles from the coast or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's something like that. They have say. And we'll see.
Well,
anyway.
I don't know if this will happen, but there is a story here. Well, it's not a story. It's a fact that a business that burned down here in the North County a little bit over a year ago.
Yeah.
The EPA came, and they fined them for air pollution.
For their place burning?
Yep. Because their place burned down, the EPA came in and fined them.
I absolutely believe that.
No, it's
That's what is going to happen down there.
Well,
you know? What burned? What did you have on your property that burned, you know?
Well,
did you? And you saw the pictures of them using the bulldozer to move the traffic, you know, the cars that were parked.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're going to have to mitigate that whole thing. How do we get, you know?
Well, again, we need to look at our areas here.
Absolutely.
And say, okay, and Atascadero, where is it a, you know, certain area is going to be impossible to get out because of the way that it was built up or built out, whichever you want to use. Same thing here in Paso Robles. Hey, we got to get across the Niblick Bridge, but if this happens over here and we have these narrow roads, how are we going to get out? Because people are not going to be very orderly.
Oh, no. And I've always contended that Atascadero, like Paso, maybe a little better, but we're a town surrounded by bridges. We have a bad earthquake. We're stuck, especially if it's when the river's up, you know?
You mean particularly on the east side?
Yeah, well, yeah, going east, but also we've got the creeks going north. And then if going south, you've got the grade and all that stuff down there. And we know 41 going west, well, you know, rocks will fall if we have a bad earthquake. So we're kind of in a hole here.
Well, also, you know, with fire, because if you remember, you know, when you, I think you're referring to the 41 of the Tassajara fire.
Yes.
Okay, because I remember I had to go all the way Highway 1 and come up that way to get home.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't, you know, the what was it, 41, and you couldn't go the grade, I think, too.
I knew some people that got burned out in that fire. And he said, yeah, we had a fireproof roof on the house. He goes, that's what's left on the ground. And CDF came in and says, no, you cannot rebuild because we don't like your driveway, your access. So all those old communities down there.
So the access was because the driveway wasn't big enough to turn around or bring a truck in?
Bring a truck in. The width of it, if it's got to be so wide, if it's so long, it's got to be wide enough for two vehicles to pass on. And it's got to you got to have a turnaround, and you got to have your fire hydrant. But that's how I understand it. So CDF is going to play large in them being able to rebuild down there.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've heard that not just with because of somebody that was building up here in Paso Robles about 15 years ago, and it wasn't. They weren't rebuilding because of fire. They just bought a piece of property, and they were building their dream home on it. And they ran into that situation where the fire people said, and I'm assuming it was maybe Paso Fire, that no, yes, this driveway needs to be this because of, you know, the various reasons. And I find that somewhat interesting or funny, because now we see some of the streets that have been allowed to have been built here in Paso Robles, including up in Shadow Canyon, that you can barely get one car through, and somehow those got approved.
I totally agree, and my jury's still out on the quote unquote improvements they're doing downtown Atascadero right now.
Parking in the middle.
Yeah, and the one lane each way.
Yeah, I was just down there on Tuesday, and I was talking to somebody, and he said people are going to be missing car doors left and right. And he also said there's going to be some road rage, so to speak, because when people are parking in that middle part there and they open the door and they're taking their sweet time to get out or whatever, et cetera, that people are going to get impatient, honk on the horn, yell out the window, and who knows what's going to happen after that.
Well, yeah, and if they're putting in the diagonal parking and that people, it looks like they're going to have to back into the oncoming traffic to be able to get out of there.
Yeah, and I'll say this, that Californians aren't exactly the best at parallel parking.
Parallel parking, any parking.
Yeah. Well, the diagonal, and yeah, you're going to see a lot of fender benders.
And that's just part of it, but in an event, a disaster, it's an emergency, Atascadero really doesn't have much of a workaround for the downtown, the way it's laid out.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the freeway cut the town in half back in the 60s and changed the whole design of it.
Well, also, so, because most of your on-ramps are very short.
Yes.
It's always a challenge when I head out of Atascadero to make sure that I can get up to speed and make sure I can get in.
Yep. Then, and I go up, when I go north, like a lot of times I use the San Anselmo on-ramp out of the freeway, and you got more room.
Yeah, that is a little bit longer, you're right. All right.
And the other day, some woman wouldn't let me in. She sped up and kept me on the shoulder.
I was probably in a Prius. All right, Mike, I got to go. I got another call.
See you.
All right, bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad you mentioned Coastal Commission. Right now, there's a contractor in Los Osos that has a court suing the Coastal Commission because years ago he bought several lots. The county approved that he could build on the one, and they said, well, you have to do improvements to all the lots. So he put in curbing and drainage and all this. So now he came back a couple years ago ready to build the next house to move on. County said fine, he paid for the permits, and then Coastal Commission came in and said, no, you cannot build. So he's got all this money out there having improvements on the property, and he can't do anything. So the last caller was right on as far as these people in these beach areas, whether they're going to be able to rebuild. The county may let them, or the city may let them sell them permits, but they should get approval from Coastal Commission first.
What was the reason the Coastal Commission gave this guy that said, well, now you can't build?
I can't remember. I read the article several months ago. Other than, they denied him, I don't know the specific. I can't remember the specifics, so I don't want to just kind of blow off steam here on that. But I'm going to change the subject really quick to downtown Atascadero. I still do not understand why they insisted on having a pedestrian crosswalk on the south side of Sunken Gardens for the high schooler and junior hires to use when there's a traffic signal just, several feet down. And when they have one lane in each direction, I will bet the traffic will back up into 41 Morrill Road.
Probably. All right.
Yeah, anyway, well, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Local fire agencies in San Luis Obispo County are sending some personnel and engines to Southern California to assist with ongoing wildfires in the Los Angeles area. These include some engines in Morro Bay and Santa Margarita. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting for 2025 is set for Tuesday, January 14th. SLOCOG is requesting support from the city of Atascadero and other cities in the county into pursuing an exemption for the state's 2% limit. This is to pursue the 0.5% sales tax on the 2026 ballot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 to Luke Caron. We'll have on attorney Mike Nolan talking about Trump's New York criminal case sentencing and also Trump's plans for Greenland and the Panama Canal and other things as well. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.